The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Last night, President Donald Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives for the second time. The vote was carried by 232 to 197, including 10 Republicans who voted with the Democrats. Speaking before the impeachment vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Trump is a clear and present danger to the nation.
And we know that the President of the United States incited this insurrection, this armed rebellion against our common country. He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation that we all love. Since the presidential election in November, an election the president lost, he has repeatedly lied about the outcome, sowed self-serving doubt about democracy, and unconstitutionally sought to influence state officials to repeal reality. And then came that day of fire we all experienced. The president must be impeached, and I believe the president must be convicted by the Senate, a constitutional remedy that will ensure that the Republic will be safe from this man who was so resolutely determined to tear down the things that we hold dear and that hold us together.
Terry Sheridan, managing editor at WSHU Public Radio, is on the line. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Pat.
So the job is half done. He's been impeached or indicted by the House. It goes to the Senate and all eyes will be on Mitch McConnell, the outgoing Speaker of the Senate, who will hand over to Chuck Schumer. But it's still in his gift either to start or not the process.
Right. And right now, McConnell says he's not going to start the process before the new administration. McConnell remains in charge until January 22nd. That's when the two Senate seats that were voted on last week in Georgia are certified. And that's when Chuck Schumer becomes the majority leader. But nothing is going to happen before the 22nd of January.
It was extraordinary looking at the debate in the House yesterday, how Republicans were calling for healing. Don't impeach our president. The nation needs to be healed. And this was from the wounder, you know, the person who wounded the nation most by his divisive rhetoric. It was quite extraordinary.
Well, again, as I said the other day, when the Republicans are calling for unity, it has been suggested that they are actually calling for immunity. But yes, it was just accountability is what the Democrats are saying is what they want. They want accountability and then unity.
Now, Mitch McConnell felt that Donald Trump deserved to be impeached. He had committed impeachable offenses. What is his game? He will be the minority leader in the Senate, but what is his game? He wants to be rid of Trump. And is this the best way to go about it, to get Chuck Schumer to do all the running on it and then, you know, lasso a few Republicans into voting with the Dems and they'll never have to deal with Trump again?
Well, the New York Times reporting is that McConnell very much is in favor of now conviction, because, as you said, it would get Trump out of the party. It would clear all lanes for all Republicans in 2024. Yes, that would mean that Chuck Schumer would do a lot of the dirty work. And yes, it would mean that in the game, he's giving some cover to some Republicans. He needs 17, or the Senate needs 67 votes to convict. And I'm saying the word convict because Trump will not be in office at the time. 17 votes to convict, to get the 67 votes to convict Trump. I think he's working on that, working on the moderates, working, giving cover to those who legitimately feel let down or disgusted by the president, but he's given them some political cover.
And the 10 who did vote for impeachment, obviously they could be in jeopardy. Their houses could be subject to attention from unruly mobs. So very brave people indeed who bucked the trend in their own party and voted in that way. The consequences, though, for others, for Rudy Giuliani, for the Trump children, for other people who were going along with the rhetoric that the election had been stolen, Is there a possibility that many of those without immunity will face criminal charges?
Yes, it all depends on whether the case can be made that they did indeed and in fact encourage an insurrection or incited an insurrection. If so, yes, they are very much in legal jeopardy, unless, again, President Trump pardons them on the way out. Now, the reporting from the Washington Post says that he is disgusted with his kids. He's disgusted with Rudy Giuliani. He's instructed his personal, banker not to pay Rudy Giuliani for his services. They're not going to get any support from the president. So they're potentially in a very hard place.
The idea of pardoning himself, it was pointed out to him, it appears, that if he pardoned himself, he would be effectively admitting guilt and could open himself up to some civil liability. But meantime, in terms of matters commerce, the Trump brand has been utterly damaged, and there are many people not just abandoning Donald Trump, but also abandoning the Republican Party in financial terms because of the kind of stink that's around it at the moment.
Yeah, many of the corporations, many of the banks say they will not contribute to what's being known as the Sedition Caucus or the Republicans in general. President Trump personally is also taking a hit. The PGA is withdrawing one of its championships from his golf course in New Jersey and says they won't give him any more. Deutsche Bank, who have basically bankrolled him for the past 30 years, say they're not going to do any business with him. And then I guess in a final slap in the face, New York City has three contracts with the Trump organization to run two skating rinks and one golf course in the city. They're moving to terminate those three. So his brand, if it could have gotten any worse over the past week, has gotten tremendously worse. And reporting is that he is more angry about that than almost anything else.
Now, by the way, you said he's disgusted with his kids. Why?
Because he doesn't feel that, specifically Ivanka and Jared, he doesn't feel that they have supported him enough. I should have made clarify, yes, Eric and Donald Jr. have either tweeted or have come out in support from him. But he doesn't feel that Ivanka and Jared have been aggressive enough in defending him over the past week.
Now, we know that the FBI have indicated that there may be plots. How much of it is chatter? How much of it is real around people massing at state capitals and indeed in Washington, D.C.? And we see the National Guard in huge numbers around Washington, D.C. What sort of inauguration is Joe Biden going to have?
Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, even if this didn't happen and we were still in the middle of a pandemic, it would be scaled down than what it usually is. But with the perimeters that are being set up, with the 60,000 National Guard troops that are going to be in Washington, D.C. To protect the inauguration and the president, perimeters being set up, who knows? That 60,000 number, think about that for a moment. That is more than three times the number of U.S. troops that we currently have in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're there to protect the inauguration of the United States president. Thousands more of the local governors have also called up the National Guard to protect their capitals, actually starting on Saturday and at least through the 20th.
Now, there will be at least one way in which Americans can get involved because there's going to be a television event hosted by Tom Hanks to mark the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So there'll be something of a party, even though it's virtual.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, again, yes, the balls are not going to be as extravagant or held at all. You know, there's not going to be a parade. So but the Americans who want to celebrate this peaceful transfer of power. But Americans who want to celebrate this transfer of power still can through in virtual means.
All right. Terry Sheridan, managing editor at WSHU Public Radio, thank you very much for joining us. And of course, we will stay in touch with this evolving story right in the run up to the inauguration of Joe Biden and beyond.